We're terribly sorry for your loss. She seemed lovely. My hold on my temper snaps, weakened by grief and hours of travel. I lived across the hall from her for 5 years, which is a hell of a lot more than you can say. Don't feed me your bullshit sympathy. You didn't know her. Guilt settles in both their expressions as the woman's hand lowers to her rounded stomach. We're sorry about that. I'm due in 4 months, and we really needed a bigger place. It wasn't personal. It was just, we needed the space more than you did. Her words don't make sense, at first, but then the pieces snap together. I open my mouth and close it again before finally speaking. Are you telling me that you sold me out to the association board and got me evicted so you could have more space? The woman recoils at my harsh tone. Not us personally. A friend in the building who knew we couldn't stay in our place when the baby came. I've felt really guilty ever since, though. A rusty laugh escapes my throat. You've felt guilty? For making sure I ended up homeless? I look down at her stomach and back up to her face as the elevator doors slide open. God help your kid. I hope you're not as shitty of a parent as you are a person. I stalk out of the elevator and down to Myrna's door, wrath